Now we have here this 14th chapter of Proverbs, and we're moving not too fast. We don't intend to, because we believe this is an important section of the Word of God. Here you have the wisdom of God distilled into small sentences, and they fit individuals, and they fit individuals that are mentioned in the Bible. They fit individuals that we know, and there's one for us, maybe more than one. Now we have here, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. And I do not think that he's talking here, of course, about the physical building at all. Now, every wise woman buildeth her house. We can think of several, I think, in the Word of God. I believe that Sarah is an example. We're told that she and the other ones that were the wives of the patriarchs built up the house of Israel. And then I would put also Moses' mother here, Jochebed. And you remember that though a slave in a foreign land, she took this little boy, and how she watched over him finally became its nursemaid. And she's the one that taught him about the Lord and the tradition that had come down and was coming down then verbally. She was a wonderful mother. She built her house, and though she had no physical house at all. And then we're told, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. And there's several in the Scripture mentioned like that, and the house that they built was destroyed. Let me turn to one in particular. Over in 2 Chronicles, the 22nd chapter, verse 2, it says, 42 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign. He reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly. And I tell you, the house of Ahab really was brought low. And this proverb is certainly a true proverb. You see, these are things that work in life, have worked in life. There's demonstrations of them. You can take these in the laboratory of life, and they work today. And about us, I'm sure, we can see examples. Now we're told here, verse 2, he that walketh in his uprightness feareth Jehovah, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. And your walk is going to reveal, actually, your relationship with God. This is what we're told in the epistles. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. In other words, like the Lord Jesus walked down here, our walk should be in obedience to the Father. You remember Samuel, he laid this matter right out before Saul when he said to him, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Obedience is the important thing. Your religion is phony and false unless there is the reality in the walk down here. This is important. Now we are told here, in the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. It's quite interesting. A fool generally gives himself away by his mouth. You just listen long enough and you'll find out. And isn't this a good picture of Goliath? He did a lot of talking, you will recall, and I think regretted it.